Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Cox shortlist.
We did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes.
So the first thing that you learn in school is you have to raise your hand to ask a question. That's not education.
This is the oldest trick in Washington.
The only thing you don't have right now is an endorsement from Donald Trump. What do you think about that?
I would love to have it.
Yes, you would. Eric Schmidt there, the attorney general, the would-be senator. Well, I guess we'll all know. Maybe we'll know tomorrow night sometime. We'll see. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us. It is the first day of August, if you can believe it. And
rabbit,
it's going to start
rabbit.
Feeling like it again this morning.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Okay.
Every first of the month, I say that and you go, why do you say that?
I'm just baffled by it, Carl. I don't know.
I don't know why you say it. It's supposed to be good luck.
Okay. All right.
And we're all here, so it worked last month.
Victoria Babu in with us this week, helping out with news. How are you?
I'm trying to get the little frog out of the throat here. That early morning beginning. I sounded great on the way in as I was singing loudly in the car.
But okay. Nice. What were you singing exactly on the way in?
Well, nothing exciting.
Oh.
No, just kind of just hum. What I do is I do a little, I guess, exercise.
Oh, vocal warm-up.
Yeah, vocal warm-up.
Yeah,
nothing.
Absolutely. No. Usually I do that by screaming at my radio at some point.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I listen to the news on the way in
gosh,
just to kind of get filled.
Are we showing our age? We're like the old people raising our hands. Well, anyway, isn't most of the country raising their arms up and enraged?
Shouldn't they be?
I know.
It's just amazing. Well, it's so great to have you in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Enjoying the grandkids. You're traveling a lot
wonderful.
These days. I'm telling you.
It's a good life. I'm blessed, and I don't take it for granted. I really don't.
Good.
I'm really lucky.
Carl,
it's good to see you, too. It's like old home week every time I come back over here.
I know.
Truly.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you back, Victoria.
Every day this week. But Thursday.
But Thursday.
What's up with Thursday?
Well, it's a very important golfing
appointment. I knew it.
Well, I have a friend visiting who's from St. Louis, but I met her in Arizona in one of my golf leagues, and she's from Denver now. But anyway, she's here to see family, and she said, do you want to play? And I said, sure, but we'd planned this long ago, so I didn't want to stand her up, so here I am.
No, not at all. Yeah. Hey, golf matters. I'm telling you.
Dr. Green is Mark's friend.
Playing golf this week.
Never thought I'd say the words, I enjoy golf, because I used to absolutely despise it, but it's grown on me. I enjoy it very much.
I would enjoy it more if I was better at it, but I do enjoy,
a time.
Leisurely drive around the golf course and a cold beer. And,
if you walk it, it's exercise.
Well, I hear that, but who would want to risk that?
I know. Yeah, and our course is awfully hilly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we're glad you're here. We'll enjoy the 4 days that we'll get this week. How about
that? Thank you.
Good stuff. Hey, it's the countdown's on, Carl. 1 day now.
Yeah, we didn't have to cross anything off. We just folded that up to
somebody
one.
Somebody folded it up there. So tomorrow is the primary. Couple of big stories that came out of this weekend. The Breitbart, who as a news source has long been a pro-Greitens source for news. I'll just say that up front because, you know, I've not endorsed in this primary, but I'm an observer and I'm an honest observer. And I'm going to tell you what I see of these things. Breitbart has a story out this morning I thought was very interesting because it suggests that they're playing with the numbers a little bit, right? And even Donald Trump commented on it on Truth Social. Now, it's not an endorsement in any way, shape, or form, but the fact that the former president was critical of Eric Schmidt's Senate campaign is in this environment kind of a big deal. It's not what he did with Hartzler, obviously. There's a new poll out today by the Missouri Scout that still shows Eric Schmidt with a fairly significant lead. But what this Breitbart story is suggesting is that the polling that's been issued here underweighted Trump supporters. So in other words, it underweighted those who said they voted for Donald Trump in 2020. The Greitens campaign has long argued that among people who voted for Donald Trump, he has overwhelming support, like he's in the 60s. That is Eric Greitens. So now they believe they're accusing the Schmidt campaign of releasing some numbers that at the last day or two of the campaign that are false, basically. Three Republican strategists told Breitbart News that Trump's lead is even more impressive than represented here and that the poll was false. We'll see. So there were two versions of this poll. One was, what do you think of Donald Trump if he ran today? And it only showed him, 42% support with DeSantis at 18. And the argument is they're undervaluing the number of Trump supporters in town. Many people think Donald Trump is at 60 or 70% in terms of support in Missouri. An interesting twist as we head into a day before the campaign. Still no endorsement a day before the vote. But this, if people are paying attention, it's interesting that on Truth Social yesterday, President Trump came out and commented on this story. And that's something we'll discuss throughout the morning. Looking forward to that. And we've got Mark McCloskey on, one of the Senate candidates, a little bit later. We're going to talk to Bill Eigel, Missouri senator, in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:10 this morning. He's kind of taking a look at the race. You know, he's been working with this 100 PAC. They've endorsed some of the state Senate candidates. It'll be interesting to see where Bill falls in the U.S. Senate race this morning. We'll find out all of that and more. We got Hans von Spakovsky, a legal fellow at Heritage, coming up at around 6:10. An interesting case it looks like the Supreme Court is going to take up regarding who can change election laws at the last minute. Boy, that's a loaded question, isn't it? We'll talk to Hans about that at around 6:10. Right now, let's get to a quick break and get to our national anthem.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here in Cape Girardeau, Eric Schmidt is making one last pitch to voters before Tuesday. Many polls show him in the lead, but who wins and who loses will ultimately be up to you.
Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Eric Schmidt rallying in Cape Girardeau as new exclusive Gray TV polling conducted by Survey USA shows him with 28% of the possible vote. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has 20%.
We're going to win this election on Tuesday.
Followed by incumbent U.S. Representative Figge Hartzler and Congressman Billy Long. Yet this University of Missouri political expert tells me there is still one issue that could shake things up.
Usually there's not much you could do to shift the course of events at this point. The one big unknown at this moment is whether former President Trump will try to endorse in this race.
That was a Gray television reporter. Of course, Channel 4 now owned by Gray TV. Reporting out of Cape Girardeau yesterday, where Eric Schmidt was making an appearance, talking about this race and their new polling, which showed Schmidt with a lead outside of the margin of error in that Gray TV poll. I have no idea what their methodology was because I didn't see it. But interestingly, what the guy says there at the end is true. And lo and behold, yesterday, President Trump slammed the Senate campaign of Eric Schmidt. Now, he didn't endorse Greitens, and he didn't not endorse Schmidt, but he said, wow, great dishonesty in politics, too bad. He was being critical of the Remington Research poll, which was commissioned by people in the Schmidt campaign, because Axiom Strategies, which is part of the Jeff Rowe organization, and so is Remington Research, put out a poll that showed Schmidt with some huge lead in Missouri. And their argument is that it's undercounting Trump supporters. And of course, that caught the attention of President Trump yesterday. And I don't know if it makes, at this point, that's not an endorsement. It's not a not endorsement. I don't know if it makes any difference. The interesting thing about it was every campaign's got its internal polling. There was an Excalibur Strategies poll released yesterday by Breitbart News, which has been very pro-Greitens, that show Greitens leading 34% and Schmidt at 30% and Hartzler at 21%. That was as of Friday night. So is it a toss-up? I don't know. Here's why you probably shouldn't dismiss the Excalibur poll. It's not a standard poll, but it is huge. They had reached out to 500,000 voters as of Friday night. They continually reach out to people. And 23% of those were live phone calls. And of the more than 100,000 live voters they contacted, 34% said they were supporting Greitens in that primary, giving him a 4% lead over Eric Schmidt. So, Victoria, I don't know how much attention you're paying to this Senate race, but this is potentially something that could have an impact on tomorrow's vote. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, that was the topic of our discussion with two couples that we were out with Saturday night. Because I went through the whole, I saw the voter's guide that the Post-Dispatch put out, and I know you've got stuff here too, but I did go through it. But I mean, what is that, 25 people running for the Senate race? All these obscure parties I've never even heard of.
And people with no party affiliation.
But just talking with the other couples, it's just interesting. I think they all felt the same about who they want to vote for.
Right.
And it's a very thick field, no question, but they felt that was the most important race.
Yeah, I've said this all along. The only
equal with the county executive.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's true, yeah, and then that's a challenge. And you know, some people are suggesting, well, if you're a Republican in St. Louis County, maybe you should pull a Democrat ballot. And
we went through that discussion,
vote
too.
Vote for Jane Duker all that. Then you lose your opportunity to have a voice in the Senate race.
Yeah. Right. And so that didn't sit well with me. I'm like, no, I don't want to go cross party lines this time. I think because, I don't know, I've just got to figure this out. Because there is a strategy, which I never really considered before. I mean, this, you're talking to the woman who, in her younger years, voted for Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
I mean, you know, you start out, you're young, you're idealistic, you're a Democrat. I mean, you were a Democrat. I mean, I was 18. Actually, that year was John Anderson. Who ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He's an independent. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, sad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as I got older, started making money, and, you know, things change. You change. Usually the core values are still there. But the Democrat of then is not the Democrat of now, as we all know.
That is the truth right there. And that's a great point. And now we're right back to Jimmy Carter with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And
that's
fantastic. Hey, let's get to a quick break here. We got lots to get to. Joe Manchin was all over your TV this weekend. I think he was on all 5 weekend morning shows trying to argue he didn't vote for a tax increase or is not going to in this reconciliation bill. I don't know anybody's buying that, but I'll let you listen to a little bit of what he said. Still to come, we're going to get to my friend Danny Define, fresh back from the nation's capital. We'll get a full report at around 7:15. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That was the Saudi Arabian golf event yesterday. How else do you put it, right? Is it L-I-V? Is that what they're calling it?
Live.
Yeah.
Which is the Roman numerals for 54, which would be a great golf score.
Oh,
so
yeah, that would
that
be a great golf score.
Is that the whole story behind it?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that signifying then? 54, what?
No, that's just a great golf score.
That was part of the reason. I was happy with my 88 yesterday. That was a record for me.
Part of the reason that they chose it.
Chose. President Trump was there because they hosted this at Bedminster, his golf course that he owns. Tucker Carlson was in the little stand there with him.
MTG was
Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. The crowd was across the fairway from them, and they all started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And he was rooting them on.
Of course he was.
I'm a Trump fan of what he accomplished when he was in office. He didn't look great yesterday. Maybe it's just because he didn't have his coat and his tie on like normal. He just had a golf shirt on and a hat.
No makeup.
No, I'm not saying he's not healthy. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't looking.
I heard him speaking somewhere recently. It sounded like me, kind of like, but his voice sounded weak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like as an aging.
Interesting.
Weak. Yeah,
I don't know.
Just me.
I watched his recent speeches, and I thought that he.
He's still Donald Trump.
He's still the same dude. If he runs again. It's interesting.
Oh, I've been corrected, Mark. 54 is the number of holes that they play.
That makes sense.
In a tournament,
that's right.
Not the score.
That's right.
Sorry, I knew it was.
That would be a great score. I don't know that anybody's ever shot a 54.
I think the criticism, though, if you're watching it, because you can watch it on YouTube, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Is when you see something on the networks, you can go back to the different holes. This is a shotgun start, right? I think that's what it is.
Thank you, Norman.
So who's Norman?
Norman's the guy that corrected me.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed a. I guess that was the inside joke.
Okay.
But anyway, but yeah, I think there, it's just viewing is not as great.
Because it's on YouTube.
Well, that too. But hey, I don't mind YouTube. It's just the fact that it's tough to watch the golf tournament the way it's televised.
Had circled that there were only 45,000 viewers, and they were the, you know, there are more people than that at a Cardinals game sometimes.
And that's true.
Tickets were only $2.
What? They don't care.
No.
Do you understand that?
The Saudis have a lot of
they
money.
Don't no, care.
They don't
care.
It's not about, they're not going to make money. No, there's, I mean, it's not about making money.
Right. Competition is a good thing. And this is what the PGA hates. The PGA doesn't want competition.
No.
And I don't know. I don't
they
know
may
about
have
you.
To change their tune, though, because it's they're losing more and more players each, seems like every week.
Well, this seems to be the argument, and I'll kind of relate it back to television, since Victoria and I spent a lot of years in local television.
You did?
It's like suggesting, well, if you don't play in our arena, you're not eligible to be in the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Emmy competition.
Now, I just for full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors.
That's fine. No, but my
of that entity.
So it's your sandbox.
My point is, the argument is, if you don't play in our sandbox, you don't qualify for our awards. That's the argument the PGA seems to be making. But for some of these people, and I know it's certainly true for a lot of television journalists, if somebody outside of that organization called tomorrow and said, if you'll come to New York and be a reporter for us, we'll pay you $2 million a year, they would drop Natas like a hot potato, and they'd go up there and report for $2 million a year.
Right.
These pro golfers are no different. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that the PGA is going to hurt itself if it tries to make the argument, well, it's either us or nothing, and if you go play for them, you can never come back and play for us again.
Yeah.
Because at some point, the talent pool is going to be diluted enough that they're going to need, not diluted enough, let me make myself clear there, they're going to need some of those players to come back and play in one of the PGA-sponsored majors at some point. So I really think the competition is I don't think it's harming the PGA unless enough good players leave that it's lowered the talent pool enough. So that's the danger here. I don't think for most of them, I mean, didn't the one player, is it Dustin Johnson? Is he one of the ones that went? Didn't I read where one of them made more of a signing bonus to this new tour than he could possibly have made in his entire
ever
career with the PGA.
I mean, it's obscene amounts of money. It's like five generations from now will be set in these families.
Yeah, I know.
It's just off the charts.
It's obscene.
And don't, if you win the Masters, aren't you automatically invited every year?
Yes.
No, so
if you win the Masters, yes, you're invited
every
year. If
you win the Master, you're invited every year. So, what
but
about
it's not a PGA event.
The Masters
think.
Is?
I don't think. I don't
oh,
think
they're
it. I think
independent?
It's a separate thing. So I think you could still go back and play in the Masters.
Oh.
But it's the specific PGA sponsored events. I may be talking out of school there, but I'm pretty sure I read that the other day that it's not. But back to seeing President Trump there and the cheers and people were cheering 4 more years and all of that great stuff. Somebody blasted me on Facebook here a minute ago saying, you called him the former president. He's not the former president. He's the current president. Well, if you want to make that argument, go ahead. You're welcome to make that argument. The problem is in our current system of government, whoever gets sworn in as president on the January 20th or 21st after an election is the president of the United States. And there's no way around that. Barring a violent revolution, there's no way around that. And also, I would argue that if you want to make the argument that he's still the president, then he wouldn't qualify to run again in 2024 because they're limited to 2 terms. So you can't have it both ways. I'm just going to point that out. And I'm a supporter of President Trump in almost every single one of his policies. I'm not calling him the former president because I think the 2020 election was fair and honest. I don't. There were lots of problems with it that are still being uncovered on a daily basis almost, but clearly 2,000 mules spelled out a lot of them, and we know where the money came from with the Zuckerbucks folks. So don't get me wrong there. I mean, we can argue that point all day long, but it is silly to say you shouldn't call him the former president. Under our current system, he's the former president. There's just no way around that. I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. For many years, one of my favorite sound bites that I love to play came from the 2000 election, which, of course, ultimately Al Gore lost because what they wanted to do was keep curing ballots and hanging chads and trying to guess how people voted until they came to the conclusion they wanted. And the Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, you can't do that, right? And therefore, George W. Bush became president, won Florida, and Al Gore didn't. And this is what Al Gore said afterwards. It was an odd statement at the time, and the way he said it is very odd. But now I think I understand it. Carl, are we up over here?
You are.
And it's not working. Okay. All right, here we go again. We come in on Monday, and somebody changes things on the board, and then they don't work again.
Try it again.
There actually is no intermediate step between a final Supreme Court decision and violent revolution.
I mean, it sounds like a mad scientist the way he says it. But to his point, that's our system. That unfortunately is our system. And the best way to do it is to funnel that anger toward 2024, if indeed that's how you feel about the whole thing. All right, quick break here. I promised you I'd get to the stuff from Manchin this weekend with this incredibly stupid tax increase in the middle of an inflationary nightmare in America and a recession, unless you listen to the White House. We're going to go raise taxes. Joe Manchin's going to be in support of it, and he's trying to tell you why it's not what you think it is. We'll get to all that and more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But basically what we did is we said, okay, the tax rate was 35% in 2017, Chuck. It went to 21%, a 14% reduction. Jake, I'm sorry.
No problem.
It went to 14%, Jake. No, he's your friend. 14% reduction.
Joe Manchin was on so many weekend shows this weekend, he had the hosts mixed up. Chuck and Jake, I mean, they're all birds of a feather, but still, he had them mixed up. I thought that was pretty funny. He's on there trying to hem and haw and explain why, in his West Virginia logic. Now, basically, he's a Democrat in a red state. And he's not going to get reelected doing stupid things like this, but he's going to vote for this Reconciliation Act. Honestly, they announced it last week after, you know, the Lucy and Charlie Brown and the football deal they did with the Republicans on the chip bill. They announced it. They're hoping to get a vote on it and finalize it before the end of this week without a single Republican vote. That's what you need to understand. That's how these people operate. But for Joe Manchin, interchangeable right now at the moment, for Joe Manchin to make the argument that this is not going to hurt the economy is absurd. Go to cut eight, please.
In 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction, Brett. And when that did, everyone says, oh, my goodness, this is tremendous. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
They're mad. They've been mad after President Trump got his tax cut through. and it reduced the corporate tax on America, which, by the way, I would point out, fueled one of the greatest economies in history pre-pandemic. It was like pouring Girl Scout juice on a campfire, right? That's the impact it had. And he cut the penalties for bringing money and jobs back to America from overseas. This is going to have exactly the opposite effect. These companies are not going to eat the extra tax money they have to pay. They're going to pass that along to the consumers, which is going to raise prices. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's going to make inflation worse. Too much money chasing too few goods. Those goods are going to be more expensive. People are going to buy less of them. It's the exact opposite of what you need to do in an economy. Economics 101. You'd think we had AOC up there running the Senate right now. This is insane. But this is what's going to happen. If you love $16 a pound roast beef at the grocery store, you're about to get more of it. This is going to hit manufacturers the hardest. U.S. manufacturers. So a joint committee on taxation said U.S. manufacturers will be hit the hardest. I don't know how where Joe Manchin has decided that he's coming from here. He also refused to answer another question, and that was what he's going to do in 2024, whether or not he would support a Joe Biden presidency re-election campaign. Go to cut six, please.
President Biden says he plans to run for re-election in 2024. You have not yet committed to supporting him in 2024. Do you think President Biden deserves a second term?
Jake, I'm not getting involved in any election right now. 2022, 2024, I'm not speculating on it. President Biden is my president right now. I'm going to work with him and his administration to the best of my ability to help the people in my state of West Virginia and this country. And we have agreements. We have respectful agreements, but we respect each other and we work through them. So this is what people are upset about. Everything's about the next election. This is about today's inflation rates. It's killing people.
Do you think Joe even believes what came out of his own mouth there? That his vote didn't have anything to do with the election coming up this November? That's all this is. It's a bailout plan for people running for election in the midterms. So they can go out and say, we had success. Look what we did. We gave you something else for free. Because that's how their constituents respond to new government spending. It was for free. We're gonna cut your drug costs. It's for free. Forget what it does to the manufacturers. We don't care. It's insane. Just absolutely insane. All right, quick break here. When we come back, we will talk to the man, Hans von Spakovsky. The Supreme Court may be deciding on a case this fall as to whether or not judges can change election law right before an election. Could be a key case heading into next year. We'll get to all that and more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.